Talking here off the air a little bit with Coach Dan Owens up at Mercer. We're just trying to get back into normalcy a little bit, and I think the Lady Cardinals, they made a stride in that direction. They got a game in over holiday break and got a victory back on, I think it was, I'm trying to do the math here on the dates, Coach. Was it Thursday or Wednesday that you hosted Albany?
Thursday the 31st.
Okay.
Yeah, we did it in the afternoon prior to New Year's Eve.
Gotcha. That's where I was throwing off a little bit because the original date here has 29th on the Amisha site, but of course that got moved back a couple of days because we had the ice last week.
Yeah, right.
Solid performance by the girls. You put 51 on the board, but I know that you're an old school defensive coach. When it comes right down to it, and giving up only 25 to the Warriors, it sounds like Thursday was a really good big step in a good direction for your basketball team.
Well, I really hope so. It's been a strange year. Like you say, it's just our fourth game of the year, and we're already at the end of the year. So, it's something where, we are continuing to get some practices in and do some things, but really the best gauge is to play a game. And I was pretty pleased with what I saw. I thought through three quarters we'd really did a good job of forcing them into some pretty tough shots and keeping their scorers from really being able to go off, because they have a couple girls that can really score it, and I thought we did a decent job on them. But I was really pleased with our overall offensive effort, and our execution was quite a bit better than it was through our first three games.
So much of your team this year, we talked about this in the first semester, is you're going to have Troy Meineke, who's going to be one of the best scorers in small school basketball in North Missouri, and you got a lot of inexperienced talent, but inexperience around her that just needs to kind of get experience on the floor the old-fashioned way, and that's just by playing games. Have you seen here, and granted it's only four games, but are the young people on your team, Coach, are you seeing them making strides here as we move into the new year?
Well, I really am. I think our freshmen have really stepped up and played well. Maddie Fisher, I thought, played by far and away her best game of the year against Albany. And, we've got Emma Shipley, which is another freshman that can be one of our top players every single night. She's very good defensively, and she helped slow down a little bit of the Newman girl for Albany. And between she and Rainey Michael, I thought defensively they did an outstanding job on her. And Rainey's been very consistent, and I thought she played her best game against Albany as well. So, I thought three or four of our kids had their best games, and Tori did what Tori does. She had, a triple-double that including block shots, but really, really rebounded well, and we were able to get the ball in the position where she could score.
Yeah, I've been coach the last 2 years, but obviously you're very familiar with Tori because you're a fan, and you stayed close with the program. Obviously, really consistent, good player. She has that size and length that you can't teach. But as she moves here into her junior year, Coach, would you feel like that her confidence has grown the most over playing so much the last 2 years?
Well, I think. This year we just have one other upperclassman and a senior that's doing a good job for us, and Bree Shipley, but Tori has really taken over the leadership role, and the kids really look to her when things get rough, or even in practice when things are getting a little bit out of control, and she's doing a good job of explaining things to the younger kids and letting them know, in a positive way of what they need to be doing, and I think everybody's been very receptive to that, and that's where I'd say she's taken the biggest step from what I've seen over the past couple of years is she's wanting to be a leader now and knowing that, we're depending on her to do that.
Now, we can go back even further than the Albany game last week. A couple of weeks before that, you beat Mormon Trail quite handily. It gives me an indication that Mormon Trail might be rebuilding a little bit, but that 58-14 victory against them, Coach, back in mid-December, very, very solid performance by you and the girls.
Well, yeah, and like you say, they weren't near the competition level that Albany was. Albany could very well beat us on certain nights, and we were able to get a running clock in the fourth quarter against them. So, really comparing the two performances for us, I thought, Mormon Trail was nice to get back on the winning track after, maybe just let one slip away against a pretty decent Hamilton team that I think we could win our share if we played them several times. And, it was good to get back on the winning track and get that going, and then come in and play a pretty good Albany team.
The schedule coming up, there are plenty of tests, and I think maybe the biggest test is you got to go to Southwest tomorrow, then you go to Worth County on Friday. I've seen Worth County, and they're a capable team, and you got the South Harrison tournament next week. And, you know, we've got to the point of the year where it's snowy outside and it's cold, and I think the weather's going to hold this week, and it's going to be decent to get out and travel in those things. But now can you get on a bus against some good competition and play ball, because the girls going to be tested in that way over the next 2 weeks?
Well, that's for sure. You know, starting tomorrow night with a much improved Southwest team, and, you know, it's going to start the grind, and we've had some games that's been postponed to second semester, so pretty much we're on a three-game week schedule for the rest of the year, and you know, that's kind of what you want to do. Second semester, you hopefully have everything in place that you want to do, and then play a lot of games and improve from those, and hopefully get ready for a postseason run. But you know, really, the next couple weeks are huge. It's always a fun tournament over at South Harrison, and hopefully we can have a good week this week and help prepare us for that.
Yeah, we'll save that discussion about the South Harrison invite for next week, but Mercer does have the number one seed, and they'll be in action 1 week from today against East Harrison over in Bethany. One of the games, Coach, that's been pushed back now twice, and I'd assume at some point it's going to be played, because it's always a fun night when Mercer and Princeton play. But as far as that girls' game goes, when you do see the Tigers, whenever that makeup date is, you have a natural score in Tori Meineke that may have, but Coach Gooden likes to speed people up and go full court pressure, and I think how you handle Princeton's pressure when you do play that game, that's going to be a big storyline on who wins that game.
Oh, sure. Well, they're playing really well right now, and you know, they've got the Crone girl that can really score it, and then they've got a lot of good athletes that go along with her. So I'm not sure. We're not going to be able to get it in before the Bethany tournament. We may be able to see them there, and then who knows what happens from that point forward with everyone's health and schedules and things like that. You know, we've talked about playing on a short notice date over break, but you know, both teams weren't completely ready to go and all those types of things with the way it worked out. So we haven't been able to get it in, but hopefully we can.
Well, and it is, there are a lot of, I guess, options when there's only about a 7-8 mile drive to get down there for you guys.
Well, yeah, it's a game that's important to our area, and it's a fun game that people really enjoy watching and the kids enjoy playing.
Well, we'll leave that to the ADs to find a date to make up that date. As I said, that game's been now moved twice due to issues with weather and COVID-19 and all that stuff. Southwest down at Ludlow Tuesday, up at Worth County on Friday. Before I let you go, Coach, I've seen Worth County in person. I know they struggled to score the ball against that Princeton team when I was up there, but they've had some good wins of late. That game to me, and you're pretty familiar with Worth County, that'll be a good ball game, a good test for the Cardinals on Friday.
Well, it sure will. You know, going over there, you know, anytime you're on the road and things are a little bit different than the norm, it's our first time being over there, and it could very well be a good game. Hopefully we're ready to go.
Head Coach Dan Owens of the Mercer Lady Cardinals. Coach, appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you again next Monday.
Okay, thank you.